Not only are we going to face God, but we have to help others around us be prepared for that day. We need to tell other people about Jesus Christ and the church, because they are going to also face the day where they stand before God. I have this vision on the end of time when I stand before God and it's the judgment day and I'm standing before him. And he said, "Steve Ray, step into my throne room." And I go, "Okay, here I am." He says, "Let me check the book of life to see if your name is here." And he's flipping through the book of life in heaven. And I'm sweating. And he says, "Steve Ray, I see your name here. There it right is, line 1,629, Steve Ray. Welcome into the joy of the Lord." And then a door opens on this side, and then angels come out, beautiful creatures and music I can't even comprehend. And then there's this smells that I've never smelled on earth, beautiful things, and the angel comes up and begins to escort me off into this doorway. But then I see my friend come forward, and my friend is called in. "Joe Schmo, come into the throne room." And he walks in trembling and stands before God. And I say to the angels, wait a minute. I don't want to go in yet. I want to see what happens to my friend Joe. I want to, we work together. He was my neighbor. We had barbecues together. I want to see what happens to Joe. So the angel lets me wait, and I see Joe step up before the throne of God. And God says, "I'm going to go through the book of life. I'm going to see if your name is there." And he goes through and he says, "Joe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry here. I don't see your name. Let me check again. No, Joe, I don't see your name here." And when God says it's not here, a door opens on this side. And these evil creatures come out with hooks on their wings, and there's smells that are horrid. They make my eyes water. And there's these screeches of horror coming from that room. And these creatures grab my friend Joe, and they start to take him in that door. And Joe says, "Steve Ray, wait a minute." Wait, and he holds the angel. So wait a minute. "Steve, why are you going in that door and I'm going in this door?" And I'll say, "Because I was a Christian, Joe. I believed in Jesus Christ. I was baptized. I lived by the commandments. I tried to serve God with my whole life, and I lived that way." And Joe said, "What? You knew all of this was going to happen, and you never told me? What are you telling me, Steve, that you worked with me every day, and we had barbecues, and sat at the picnic table together, and you knew there was going to be a judgment, and you knew about Jesus Christ, but you never told me?" And I said, "Well, Joe, you had your own opinions and your own religion. I didn't want to be a know-it-all. I didn't want to insult you. I didn't want to act like I knew everything and tell you what you should do, so I never told you." And Joe's last words to me as he goes to hell is going to be, "Damn you, Steve Ray! This is going to happen to all of us. We're going to stand before God someday, and we are going to be judged, and we are going to find out if we have lived in the heart of his church and in obedience to him, and we spend all of eternity in heaven. All of life here is just a preparation for that day. What will happen? What will you be thinking on your deathbed?" That's why I say, even when your education is done here, don't think that now, good, religion is over with. I can walk away from these priests and these teachers and religion and the Bible and theology, and I can get on with my life. The most important thing is to keep learning, to keep living right, and to keep obedient to God.